Book of Isaiah, chapter 3, and verses 8, 9, and 10. And I have it in King James and also the Living Bible, but I'd like to do the King James first. And I want you to be thinking on the theme of words. I didn't intend for this to be a part of our word study that we've started, and yet everything in these three verses of Scripture very much was set in motion because of what people spoke. Isaiah chapter 3, verses 8 through 10, "For Jerusalem is ruined and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord to provoke the eyes of his glory. The show of their countenance does witness against them, and they declare," that means they spoke, "they declare their sin is Sodom, they hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves." They did that by their own mouths. "Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they," meaning the other group, "they shall eat the fruit of their doings." And I just want to focus a little bit on the power of what they were speaking and how basically they spoke a curse upon themselves out of their own mouths. Because of their tongue, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord. They didn't have anything good to say about the Lord. You all remember Israel's history, is every time they would get into a funk and kind of separate themselves from the Lord, calamity came upon them, or things that made it very difficult to live under because they separated themselves. But in this case, they were speaking as well. They created an environment of their own doing. And you know, when you speak, God doesn't have a lot of choice with you. If you speak something into existence, that's your problem, not his. That's a very serious side of our words. So, like what Lori read, you can work yourself right into a tizzy over saying all kinds of things about yourself. And even if you don't say them to anybody else, you say them to you. We live what we speak, really, what it comes down to. To provoke the eyes of his glory. He saw that. He heard that. Their countenance was all over their faces, and they declared their sin as Sodom, like they were boasting and bragging about how bad they were, how much they sinned, and using Sodom as an example. It says they hide it not, right out in the open. They were saying these things and doing them. And woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. And it's kind of like, I was thinking about the landslide in Proctorsville Gulf last year. It started with one rock way at the top, and then a tree went. And then as it came down the hill, by the time it got down to 103, it had completely covered the road. And tons of broken trees and rocks and debris in the road, to where you couldn't go either way until it was cleared out of the road. And I get that picture's in my mind because we saw those photographs, and we saw part of it when they had part of it cleared away. We had to go way off on the right-hand side to get by. But our words can cause calamity in our life too. It may start with one small thing. But if we don't catch ourselves as we speak, and I know we had fun with all the strange hokey stuff we speak, but the other part of it is we're wise enough to catch ourselves when we say something and we make a correction, a mid-course correction, if you will, so that what we spoke doesn't come upon us. But that's how suddenly it can happen. And so that was a good example. And I just was thinking about that yesterday, about that landslide, because our words can cause a landslide that can be very, can bring a lot of chaos and destruction into us or even into our families or the people that we associate with. The words really do mean a lot. And, but then God told Isaiah to speak to the righteous and say it's going to be well with him. Why? What made the difference? The righteous have a heart to do what God wants them to do. And even under the law, there were people that loved God and they wanted to do the right thing. And their heart attitude was right toward him. And so it's going to be well with you. It's really good when God says that it's going to be well with you. Because the opposite's not so well. It's not so good. And you can imagine in your life how much better our quality of life is when things are going well than when they're not. And one of the things that helps things keep being well is to always love others as Jesus loves us, and to do well, to do good for others, no matter how you feel about it. It's not our call, because if we do good to others, even if they don't treat us any differently, or they're disrespectful, or you just can't stand to be around somebody because they're very obnoxious and they get under your skin. Janet's like taking your cat and rubbing his hair backwards up his neck, isn't it? But to do right, things will go well. So we don't want to overlook that. But the others, they shall eat the fruit of their doings. We all will. So if we want good and things to go well in our everyday walk in the Lord, do well for others, love, be kind, do the needful things, and it will go well with us. It just will. And I want to read it out of the Living Bible now, because sometimes just a simple translation of these words makes a big difference. Israel's civil government will be an utter ruin because the Jews have spoken out against their Lord and will not worship him. They offend his glory. The very look on their faces gives them away and shows their guilt. And they boast that their sin is equal to the sin of Sodom. They're not even ashamed. What a catastrophe. They have doomed themselves. But all is well for the godly man. Tell him what a reward you are going to get. Just taking it out of the King James and putting it everyday, simple language. And you can glean so much out of a few verses. But once again, their words opened the gateway to their own downfall. Not only their doings, but their words as well. So keep that in mind. Next week we may go back to the word study, because there's so much to share. You'll think I'm somebody else. I'll have handouts if you want them, because we're going to look at the words where we learn to speak in agreement with God and all the scriptures that show the favor of God because of it. And I have another one, all the words that we speak in agreement with Satan and all the things that are going to happen as a result of that. So there'll be two papers that are going to come around so that you can hold them side by side and see the contrast as we go down through the scriptures. It's a fantastic portion of that study, and you're going to get to see life in all manner and the quality of life by the words that we speak.